Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 well. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. Yes, I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby. And the snow is falling on the ground. I wish I knew the words to the song. I wish I knew the words. I wish I knew the words. The Lord knows I don't know what to do.
You can do another one.
You can do another one.
Yeah, I ain't got no friend here. No sack on my back. You gonna see me coming? And a big black Cadillac. And the snow is falling on the ground. I'm gonna tell you about this here Christmas. Santa Claus is back in town.
All right. Can y'all hear me? Because my phone's not working very well today either as far as messages is concerned. So can you guys hear me? Somebody say yes. Somebody say, where's Jenny? Somebody say something, please. Hello? Hello? Ann, can you hear me? Ann? Brandon? Kathy? John? Does anyone hear me? Or does anyone not hear me? Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Well, okay. Let's start out with Ann Murray. It came upon a midnight clare, and I'll find out if you can hear me in the meantime.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above this sad and lonely plain, they bend on hovering wings, and ever o'er its babel sound the blessed angels sing. Hastening on by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King, and the whole of worlds send back the song which now the angels sing.
All right. right. I guess I'm not the only one that's not getting through on the chat. Anne says she's not getting through on chat either. So if you guys, I'm not ignoring you. My messages just aren't coming through on the chat. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm here. I'm just not going to be able to chat. So, okay. You guys hear me? That's all I need to know. We'll just carry on. We have Christmas music and we have regular music today. We're kind of mixing it up today. Next week is going to be all Christmas music, okay? But today we're still going to mix it up. Tuesday, we're going to have an all Elvis, all Christmas show. And then Thursday, we'll have all Christmas. So we got it coming to you guys. Next week is going to be so much fun. I love Christmas music. And it's not that you're not getting any responses, honey. It's just that nobody's able to get their messages posted. Mine won't post. I run them through and I can see them, but they never post. So I don't know what's going on. It's not fun. I don't like it, but it's not working correctly. So that's kind of what we're at. I think we're just going to be listening and chat and just jabbering today and hoping somebody's hearing it because none of the messages are getting through. Anne said her messages aren't getting through. So she answered me on her personal chat and mine aren't getting through. So something's up with Messenger today. It's just not wanting to cooperate. So Shauna's going to be calling in and singing a live song pretty soon, actually, if that part of it works. You know what I mean? We're going to try it. We're going to try it and see. I mean, you know, it's going to be all right. We're just going to try it and see, and what works, works, and what don't, and we'll deal with it, right? So, all right, let's see, because I'm just trying to locate things, and I'm winging it here, man. You know, I am totally winging it. All right, let's do a fun one. This is going to be cool. I know I'd put that one on my list, but I have to find it. But you know what? We're going to do something really fun. This is a Christmas song, but not under the normal tradition of Christmas songs, okay? This is by Paul Brandt, and we heard a song from him last show. So this is called Christmas Convoy.
Breaker 1-9, this here's the lead reindeer. You got a copy on me, Frosty? Come on. Yeah, 10-4 there, Frosty, for sure, for sure. By golly, sure hope we still have a holly jolly one. Come on. Hey, it's a big 10-4 there, Frosty. Yeah, we definitely got our hands full tonight, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, we need a Christmas convoy. Christmas convoy.
It was the dark of the moon, and it was Christmas soon, only a day away. D.O.T. was cracking down, and the toys had been delayed. Well, we were stuck in a drift of the old North Pole with 8 mighty anxious reindeer. And if Santa didn't get some help, well, Christmas wouldn't come this year.
We need Christmas convoy, this ain't no silent night. Yeah, we need a Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing's gonna get in our way. Santa and his Christmas convoy in the great big Peterbilt sleigh. Christmas convoy.
Breaker Frosty, this here's old Red Nose. Yeah, you wanna move it on over for Santa? Yeah, 10-4 grease, greasy side up, but we're about to turn this salt shaker out.
Well, we all pulled out of the old North Pole, ears on, eyes open wide. Oh, you're shaking the bushes and looking for bear in our triple-digit ride. Well, that wiggle wagon had his bird dog on as it hovered above the ground. A red, green, and white for chicken light, decked out and loud and proud.
We got Christmas convoys, sing no silent night.
Yeah,
we got Christmas convoy, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing gonna get in our way. Santa and his Christmas convoy, in his great big Peterbilt sleigh. Christmas convoy.
We're 1033 back door now. You're gonna have to back off the hammer a bit, because we're double nickel and about to hit the big road.
Well, the big elf blew the doors off his 8 reindeer-powered ride, and he flew on past the bear's den in Georgia Overdrive. When on the black ice up ahead, there proved to be a pinch. A barricading roadblock had been set up by the Grinch. Well, there were teddy bears and cars and trucks and toys of every size, teetering out of the top of Santa's shiny ride. But Santa wouldn't back him up no matter what the cost, cause if he let that old Grinch stop us, this year's Christmas would be lost.
I'm Rudolph, the Santa's better half. Mrs. Claus, you're gonna wear your bumper out if you don't back off a bit. We're coming up on Antler Alley, and we need all the help we can.
Well, the Grinch and all his henchmen lined up on the road ahead, and Santa rolled his window down and his nose and cheeks turned red. He pulled his hat on low and tight and put the hammer down, and with a ho, 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 he was slinging snow, singing Santa Claus come to town.
We got Christmas convoys, bingo, silent night.
Yeah,
we got Christmas convoys, jingle bells and Christmas lights. Come on and join our convoy, nothing gonna get.
All right. I love that one. I've played that. This is the third year in a row I've played that, and I think it's just funny. I love it. It's great. Well, let's see. Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm freezing to death, but, you know, other than that, everything's fine. Yeah, it's kind of cold here. It's going to get down to, is it 30 or 27 tonight? Until next Thursday, it's going to be cold. And I'm going to freeze to death because I only have a couple space heaters. But that's all right. At least I have some heat.
I know it's about too cold to do anything.
Well, I kind of just sit on the couch and watch TV and huddle under blankets. You know what I mean? It gets up to 58 degrees in the house. I consider myself lucky at that because it's going to keep pipes from freezing and everything, but it's not warm. So I don't know. Yeah, I was trying to type messages in there and they weren't going through. Nobody was seeing them. But I think the last one I did finally went through. But wow. This is really confusing.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
And, John thinks his aren't going through either. But it's, I don't know. I can see him, and Ann is going through now, and Betty and Kathy and you and John. And before, Ann couldn't get through either. So I don't know. This time it's not Blog Talk, it's Facebook Messenger. So eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It's kind of like, who are we going to have trouble with today? Well, hey, let's play. I've got a really, really neat song by Celtic Thunder that John sent me, and it's one you can only play at Christmas time, but it really makes you kind of think. It makes you think about the human condition, how humans treat each other, and how God gives us blessings, and then we muck it up.
That's right.
You know? That's, yeah. Well, hang on a second, though, because I got Shauna calling. She's just about right on time, and she's calling in to do a live song. So let's get her in here, and we'll let her sing her song.
Okay.
I like that. Hi, girl. How you doing?
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yay.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.
Well, we hope so, yes.
Well, I'm crossing both fingers, on both hands.
Yes.
Hoping.
Yes, that is for sure. And ankles and eyes. Well, maybe not eyes. You don't want them to stick that way. Mom said they would. So, well, hey, girl, are you ready?
Sure. Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
Hi, little brother. Boy, I'm glad you got out of your bubble. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's nice to hear your voice for a change.
Yeah, it's good to have him back in, isn't it?
Yes. All right. I'm sorry. Like, I've been, like, working, and I've been gone a lot, guys, and I haven't called in Jenny's show in a while. So, yeah. Just being busy, Jenny, it's like, wow.
Oh, I know it. I know
it. I don't ever have any time anymore, like literally.
It's not like you're not doing anything. I mean, you know, hey, you're sleeping. Why are you sleeping? You're wasting time.
Yeah, that's about the only time that I really get is when I'm sleeping. The rest of the time it's just busy, and work is going good, and school is over for me. That makes things better.
Is it just for Christmas break, or are you done?
No. I'm just off for Christmas break. It's
okay.
Christmas break, really, and then I go back to work. But I'm out of classes because I have my nutritional certification now, so I don't have to go to class anymore. So now
oh,
I have a little bit of free time. Why do you think I'm calling you today?
Really? Well, I figured it was probably Christmas break. You know, the same time.
Yes, tomorrow's my last day of work for 16 days. I'm very excited about it. 16 days.
I guess you can kind of recover yourself for a while.
I know it, girl. I know it. I need a little rest. But anyways, thank you for letting me call in the show to give my Christmas spirit to everybody. I've missed all y'all.
Oh, of course.
I decided to sing Winter Wonderland.
That's a good song, honey. That's a good song. Good choice.
Well, let's see if I can make it, guys. This is live. This is not pre-taped.
Hey, honey, we like it live. That's okay. And just to let everybody know again, there's a problem with Messenger today. And sometimes my messages get through, sometimes they don't. I just tried to tell Susan that nobody's ignoring her, they're just not seeing her messages. And that message didn't go through. So I give up. I'm DJing today, kids. I'm DJing. So, honey, it's your turn. You got the floor.
All right. Well, here's Winter Wonderland, everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Days unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? I'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Well, I say we're walking in a winter wonderland. Yeah.
Woo! Yay! Good job, girl. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job, song.
I appreciate it. Just all in the good spirit of Christmas, I just thought I'd do Elvis.
Yes. I think it's great. I think it's great. And you know what? I prefer you live, honey. You're better live.
You keep saying this, yet I don't see anybody telling me, hey, Shauna, go on the road. We want to hear you live.
I know. It sounds strange, and I know that most people aren't better live, but... yeah, I think you're better live. That's my opinion, but I think you're better live. I like it when you do it live.
Yeah, you should go on the road too, Jenny. You're good too.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, honey.
Well, you know
what?
I'm pretty smart. I'm not going to quit my day job. Nope.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, if I had an in, I might, but I don't have a day job, so it wouldn't be any hardship. Yeah. Oh my word. You know, I've always wanted to do that. And I've been on the road when my husband was in the band. It was a traveling band. And it was a bar band. I mean, you know, but I know what it's like. I would do it. If I had the opportunity, I would do it. But that's never come up. So I'm on the radio. Ha ha. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see me singing in anything, you know. You see me on YouTube making Elvis history videos. I'm not singing anywhere. You guys keep my sanity. I sing to you guys. That's pretty much it. But you
well,
guys,
that's
all
right. All
of y'all being an audience is just fine by me. Really.
That's all right,
but
honey. I mean,
I am known as the singing lunch lady at my work.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Cool.
I do sing a lot, and people stop me at work all the time and look at me like I've never seen someone sing at work before. Like, you're not shy? I'm like, nope. You know, so it's just,
shy?
I don't know, man. I can't
What's
quit
that?
Singing. It's just one of the things that I do. You know that, girl. Just around the house, my son and husband tell me to shut up sometimes, not in that way. But, hey, can you please stop singing?
People look at me strange because I'll be standing in front of the meat section in Walmart and I'm singing. And they're walking by and looking at me like, okay.
Yeah, so like I'm bagging lunches, I'm giving out lunches to all these kids and they're staring at me like, we've never seen somebody singing as they're giving us food before. It's odd, but we like it. Yeah. But it's
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Exactly. They think it's a little bit strange, but they don't want you to stop. You know, it kind of adds sunshine to the day.
I introduced middle school grade children to Santa Claus is back in town. And boy, they sure love it.
There you go. Jingle Bell.
I introduced them to Elvis.
Nick.
They're like, who does that? You do that good. I'm like, Elvis Presley. They're like,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But it's just,
get
him it's
into
just
some,
really
of the,
nice.
Some of the
yep.
some of the classics,
makes,
Brenda Lee and stuff. That would be cool.
That's true. But, I mean, it's just nice to be able to sing. It makes the day go by good. It helps the soul. Even if you can't sing, it's good to try and do it anyway. It's good for
yes.
the heart. Oh, it
yes.
makes the day go faster. And if your boss lets you, okay, if you can't do it at work, I'm sorry. Really, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do have to consider that, but I've always been lucky. Nobody's ever minded my singing, but for 17 years I had an office practically to myself because the other guy wasn't there very much, and when he was there I sang anyway. He didn't care. He got used to it after a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thank you guys for letting me be able to sing to you guys for Christmas. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jenny, for letting me call in your show.
Well, thank you for wanting to. I think that's wonderful.
I always try when I can. This was my very first
yeah.
day where I didn't have to go someplace else, so it was.
I know. And I know the last time you wanted to sing, I had to say no because it was an all Elvis show. So, you know.
I sang an Elvis song.
But it wasn't an Elvis covers show. It was an Elvis show. There's a difference.
Meaning the king and the king alone.
Yeah,
you know,
that was show. It. All
yeah.
Elvis and only Elvis. That's kind of how I build it. So
well,
that's how we had to run it.
I kind of miss doing radio sometimes, you know, but I do enjoy being on YouTube. But I do miss the radio. Sometimes I miss being able to play music and, you know, express myself through, you know, song.
Yes, yes. Well, and I'm going to play two or three of my songs. Anne has a song that I'm going to play. So, you know, this is a Christmas day. We've got a lot of other songs, but it's mostly Christmas. So it's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah, that's
oh, did
true,
you
but,
see
guys,
Susan's message, girlfriend? Did you see Susan's message? Susan asked you.
Reading.
Yeah, and it was live, so I don't think there's any way you can send it to her. She asked you to send it to her because she couldn't hear anything.
I can't send anything. It was live. There's
I know.
No more. It doesn't exist. If you were there, you were there. If you weren't there, you're
exactly.
gonna have to wait.
Exactly. Like
they have to wait till the show records and then, like, listen to it later.
There you go. But
yeah,
it'll be there.
The only way now. It's off in the airways now. It's gone.
But it's not gone because it was recorded and they can listen to
it's
it later.
It's true, but Susan can't hear it right now. She'll have to wait till
exactly.
the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
well,
that's all
you know
right.
What?
It'll be there later.
Miss Jenny, Brandon, I'm going to have to go. I've got to start making candy for my Christmas party tomorrow. So
woo!
I love you guys.
Okay. Love you too.
Yes, baby girl. Thank you for coming in and singing for us. I really loved it. And we'll talk
it.
Again.
I will try when I can.
Yes, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. You're always welcome. You know that. Unless it's a special show. And it's not the Shauna Show. So
not the Shauna Show.
Hey, we could do
like
Shauna
that.
And Jenny Show. We could do that.
We used to do Shauna and Jenny Christmas shows all the time. Like
I
said, I do miss radio sometimes. But, you know, YouTube's, it's pretty cool.
That's all right. You do what you got to do. And as long as you're enjoying what you're doing, you're fine. It's all
that's
right.
True. Well, Merry Christmas, Miss Jenny. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
Okay. Now, as I was saying, we're going to play Kelly. That really was good. She really did do a good job. That was good.
Yes, she did.
All right. As I was saying, here's Celtic Thunder. And this is a song about Christmas Eve on to Christmas morning in World War I, 1915. And that's what it's called. It's called Christmas 1915. So, Ann, get out your Kleenexes, girlfriend. You're going to need them. And here we go.
'15 on Christmas Day. On the western front, the guns all died away. And lying in the mud on bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true.
The words were strange, but every note we knew. Soaring o'er the living, dead and done.
A German sang of peace from no man's land. They left their trenches and we left ours.
Beneath tin hats the smiles bloomed like wildflowers. With photos, cigarettes and pots of wine.
Built a soldier's truth on the front line. The singer was a lad of 21.
We begged another song before the dawn. I'm sitting in the mud and blood and fear.
He sang again the song all longed to hear. Silent night, no cannons roar.
Our King is born in peace forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand.
In 1915, in no man's land.
And in the morning all the guns boomed in the rain. And we killed them and they killed us again. At night they charged,
we fought them hand to hand.
And I killed the boy that sang in no man's land. Silent night, no cannons roar.
Our King is born of peace forevermore. All's calm, all's bright, all brothers hand in hand.
And that young soldier sings,
and the song of peace still rings. So the captains and all the kings,
they'll know.
Wow, that song really strikes my heart, because it's like if things were left up to the people that live and have to fight these wars that the people in charge start, we would never have any war, because people on their own accord get along fine. It's the governments that decide we need a war, not the people.
Yeah.
You know, and this song just, it just grips my heart, because God gives us those opportunities for peace and togetherness and understanding. And we do that. They got together during the night, and they did that. And they enjoyed each other's company and maybe even made friends with people on the other side. And then they went back to their respective trenches and killed each other. Man really mucks up what God builds, you know? If we would do what God wanted us to, everything would be fine. Do what God puts in our hearts, everything would be fine.
That's right.
But we let the other side have control sometimes. And like I said, they did God's will and they made peace and they had a good time and they sang songs together. Then they went to their own trenches and killed each other. You know, that's sad. That is really sad. Left up to people, we'd be fine. The world would be a good place left up to the people.
Or the good people. Well,
yeah. Yeah. And it's, government's ruin it. Do away with government. Let's all go live on farms. Oh, heaven help me. Okay, you guys, this is not a Christmas song, but it's an old song, okay? So I hope some of you have heard it. It's a country song. Ricky Skaggs, and John sent this. You know, most of what I'm going to be playing today, John has sent, except for, well, I'll let you know. Whenever it's not a song John sent, I'll tell you. So otherwise, John sent it, okay? So here is Ricky Skaggs doing Crying My Heart Out Over You.
Ever since you went away,
yes, I see little messages here. I can read them. I just can't type them. Nobody can see what I type. That they say he's in bluegrass music. Ricky Skaggs is in bluegrass music. Ricky Skaggs has been mainstream country music for many, many years. He may do bluegrass as well, but he has been mainstream country for a long time. He's had quite a few hits in mainstream. So to say he does one kind of music over another probably is not entirely accurate. So I won't say that. He does other things that can't really be considered country as well. He's done a couple of commercials. A shelter, a dog, you know, animal shelter commercial. Yeah. So, I can't. I wouldn't say that he is bluegrass because he is mainstream country and he does different kinds of styles. So, I got this thing in my brain that says you gotta inform them so they know all of it. You know, we don't want to function with bits and pieces. I don't know, it might be easier, but whatever. Yeah, let's just fill in the gaps when we can, right? You know. Okay, right. This one is totally cool. I love this. I've listened to this 3 times already today. This will be the 4th time I've listened to this. This is totally awesome. It's, yeah, John sent it to me, says, well, maybe you could yodel this one. And I said, my mind says, yeah, right. You listen to this and you'll know what I meant. This is Mary Schneider, and she's yodeling Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, yodeling all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to yodel and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
I don't know how she does that. Well, I can't do it,
impressive.
Obviously. It is, isn't it? Oh, my word. It's totally impressive. And she can go from, like, a first alto all the way up to soprano. And it's like, oh, man. And how she yodels. Whoa. I'm sitting here in awe. You know what I mean? I'm in awe.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing. I wish I could do that. Never going to happen. So I'll just admire her doing it. There you go. You do what you can and you admire other people's talents. Yes. I can't yodel, but I've tried. I have tried. I've come close. I can come close, but not quite there. So it's just going to stay private and fun, that's all. All right, here is David Essex, and he is singing a song called Winter's Tale.
The nights are colder now. Maybe I should close the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm. But everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love? Just another winter's tale.
That's kind of a sad one, you know. That's okay. That's okay. In answer to your question, Brandon, the song I got says for Sunday. So evidently I didn't. I've got one for Sunday. It's sitting there waiting. I'm sorry, baby. What's If I'd known you sent one for another day, I would have told you I didn't get it. But if I didn't get it, I didn't know it was sent.
Well, I also sent that Kenny Lane Shepherd song, too.
Hmm.
That Nothing but the night.
No, I don't think I got that one, baby. I didn't see it. So, send. You know, the way Facebook's been acting lately, that doesn't surprise me, actually. But I got the one that you said was for Sunday. So we will plan that for Sunday.
All right.
Send me a Christmas song for next Thursday, and we'll do that. Or an Elvis Christmas song for Tuesday. We're all, it's going to be all Elvis on Tuesday. And it's going to be all Elvis Christmas on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah, do that. And then I'll be watching for it. If I don't get it in the next day or two, I will let you know I didn't get anything from you, okay? If I'm expecting it, I can be able to tell you. Okay? Sorry about that, baby. But we'll catch
it's
up.
Okay.
We'll catch up. I don't know what happened to it. I should have gotten it if I got your Sunday song. Oh, well. Anyway, it's my turn now, guys. Here's one I did at 1 o'clock this morning. No. This one was at 3 o'clock this morning. It took me 2 hours to do this. That's what happens when you really should be sleeping instead of recording. So... Merry Christmas, guys. This is a happy winter song.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. All the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. If you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. All the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Fun 2 hours, I tell you. That was fun.
Good job, Jenny. That was good.
Well, thank you, baby. Thank you. That was a karaoke track from Michael Bublé. I find that
I
do very well with his
style.
Yeah. I like his style. It suits me very well. I do like his style. I did White Christmas from a Michael Bublé karaoke track, but I'm not going to do that today because Ann is doing White Christmas today, so we're going to play Ann's version, and we just got all kinds of stuff coming, guys. I still have a couple more, so I hope you're all right. Anyway, here we are with this This is an Elvis song. I figured it was time for an Elvis song. It's an Elvis song. Okay? So this is take 1, 4, 5, and 10 of I'll Be Home on Christmas Day.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
For those heavy bass lines there.
Bottle.
In fact, we could start on an intro like that, one or two bar intro. Nothing went wrong, so I couldn't criticize it. Okay. Forget one night with you, fella. God damn it, that's ain't it.
Correction, take 10.
On the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, I've seen and I've done most everything that a man could do to see. If I could only yesterday, be on a train tomorrow, be home on Christmas Day. It's been so many times before she left that candle burn. Oh, too many tears have fell. My soul's filled with yearning. I had a sense of I'd be on the way. I'd be on a train. About her, all the love I I'm a friend. Just breathe on the way. Be on a train tomorrow. Be home on Christmas Day. I said I'd be on a train tomorrow. I'd be home on Christmas Day.
I like that drive and bluesy beat. I like that a lot.
Yeah, me too. I've always liked that one.
Oh, yeah. He does that style very, very well. I love that.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Linda Ronstadt. I mean, it hasn't been so long since we heard from her, but we're not going to be getting any new stuff from her. She's got Parkinson's, so it's very, very difficult. She has had to stop performing. She has finally had to stop recording because she can no longer control her vocal cords or anything. So that's a very sad thing. It's a very sad thing because she loved singing so much, you know. But we've lost her to the performing world. But we still have all of the music that she left us. And she sang for many years. So that's a wonderful thing to consider. And that's the thing. When we lose artists, we have what they have done during their lifetime that they leave behind for us to enjoy. So we have to remember that. And this is to Linda Ronstadt. I mean, that girl had a voice that just wouldn't quit. This is a long, long time, and this was a poem written by Rod McEwen. So Linda Ronstadt did this. Thank you. She had such a beautiful voice. I mean, it's so sad that she can't sing anymore. It just tears me up. Hello, girlfriend. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm about as happy as a
yeah,
house cat.
Yeah, happy.
Hey, Sue.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, Brandon's calling in today, too. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that is good. I haven't heard your voice in a while, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, back. Sound good.
Yeah, he's back in the world of the living.
Well, I think it's time.
Go ahead, honey.
Are you still using that Delta? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying not to use it as much as I used to, but yeah.
Well, as long as it works, that's
yes.
What's important, you know. And if you can wean yourself down to as little as possible, that's even better. But I'm proud of you for finding something and taking a chance with it. You know, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and finding something that works. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's
really awesome.
Trying to find something that works.
Mm. Okay, it is time to put Anne on the target. I was trying to think. Let's see, what word do I want to use? Okay, we're going to put Anne on the spot right now. The spot in the middle of the target. So everybody get your bows and arrows ready. No, I'm only kidding. Here's Anne singing White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to the sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your day be merry and bright. And
Ending, but that's okay. You did a good job, Ann. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You bet. Okay. Here we go. Four. All aboard the Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train by a group called
Vector. Okay, that's Boogie Woogie.
Yeah.
I'm coming in a Boogie Woogie Choo Choo
pumping by then, you died. Nobody told you.
hope nobody broke anything.
Yeah, really. There you go. Yes. does it, because I throw your back out so you can't walk. You're walking crooked. All right. Well, here's a fun one. This is a fun one, but it's a little bit calmer so you can catch your breath and you can breathe again. Here is George Strait. So it's a country song. George Strait is king of country. And this is Christmas Cookies.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first. And they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share. And those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Brandon hung up, but that's okay. He has things to do, and he gets tired, and he needs to go do other things. And it's like, hey, Brandon, it was nice having you, and I hope you call in again because I enjoy having you on the air. I think that's fun when you call in. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And yeah, he needed to go and get some DVDs. I stress him out. No, I don't think I stress him out. He enjoys my show, so that's all right. Well, hey, did you get your phone fixed, girl?
Not totally. I'm still waiting for the 3 days for the stupid number, the password.
Okay.
I don't know if Apple is the only person that does that, but our company that does that, but they have really, really gotten under my skin, as you know. And I thought today what we talked about last night about just getting rid of this one and starting all over. but I don't want to lose all of my photos and my contacts and all. And I've got a lot of stuff
Honey, when you get a new phone, they take your old phone and transfer all your information onto your new phone. You don't lose anything.
I know, and I said I want that because then I've still got the same problem. Because right now the reason, too, it's blocked up is I've used all my storage.
Oh, okay. You need new SIM cards. I don't have any clue. I don't know what SIM cards do or what exactly they are. I've just heard people say that.
My phone doesn't use a SIM card.
Well, I don't think mine does either, but I don't know for sure. I don't see any place. It could be sealed inside, too. You used to be able to take them out and change them and all that, falderall. I think they seal them inside now. So, but that has to do with the memory on the phone.
I don't know.
I would still do it. I would write down all the phone numbers I need. I would have them see, they don't transfer everything in block. They transfer it file by file. So you can choose what to have them transfer.
Oh, no, if I could do that, that would be great.
Yeah, they don't have to transfer all of it. If you just want them to do your phone numbers, your contacts, and your pictures, and your friends on Facebook, or what, you know, you can always refriend everybody. But, yeah, they'll only transfer what you want them to transfer. It doesn't have to be in block.
Okay.
Might be something to check out. I think it'd be easier than what you're going through now, tell you the honest truth.
It's just not working right. And, you know, acting crazy, too. And plus, I just had Norton put on, and I don't think it's in there right because my phone's just acting strange. But anyway, I'll get it worked out. Anytime that I get into anything, I'm not fast with this stuff anyway. But it seems to be multiple problems at once. And it just drives you up the wall. Oh, you can't. You don't want to throw it out the window. I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyway, I'll get it worked out.
You can do it. You can do it. If you don't go crazy they'll put you in a padded room. You know, bounce off the walls.
Yeah.
Do somersaults on the floor and not hurt yourself. There you go.
No, I was up late last night trying to figure out some of it, too, and I thought, you know, this cannot be that hard. I did not make this phone for it to be this hard. But for me, it's hard.
Well, I don't think it's you, honey. I think it's the people that are supposed to be helping but aren't.
Well, that's correct, too.
They're supposed to know what they're doing, and I don't think they do. So that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. There you go.
Yeah, and one hand doesn't seem to know what the other one's doing, and then everything's all screwed up.
Yep.
And
you just think,
and then by that time you've been on the phone for 2 hours and you're worn out and you just want to lay down for a few minutes. So you got some good music going. I like this music today.
It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, John sent a bunch of good stuff. I think I've played 2 of them that I put in there, maybe 3, but that's all. John, the rest are from John. Now, this is one I put in, obviously. Have a good time with Santa, baby.
Oh, okay.
Santa baby, just slip the sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, buddy, to a platinum mine, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and check. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do, I believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Ta-da-da!
Very good.
That was so
it.
Fun. That was so
fun.
Yeah. I like it. I liked that song, so I thought, okay, I got to do that one. And it was so fun. Hey, Patch, you can't dig the china through the carpet. You can't. If you dig a hole in this carpet, you're going to be in trouble. I'll make you eat it. Yeah, right. He'll probably already eaten it by then. He just keeps scratching at the carpet trying to fluff it up. And it's like, it's not your bed, honey. You can't fluff the carpet. But he is stubborn. He's a man. He's stubborn. I just got in trouble. I know. I just got in trouble. Anyway.
Oh,
okay, that's all right. We'll just kind of gloss over it and continue on, and maybe they won't notice. Oh, I got to say, I want to say thank you to everybody who liked that and let me know that you liked it. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. I am so glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, it was good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I had fun doing it. I love to sing. I think you can tell. I love it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here is, now you guys remember Cheryl Nielsen, the guy who used to sing the high tenor with the 6'5" dude that should be a bass, but is a high tenor that used to sing with Elvis, back up on Elvis. Okay. You remember him doing the song Aubrey?
No, I don't.
Okay. You need to brush up, honey, because he did the song Aubrey. So beautiful. So beautiful. Anyway, here is the original of that song by Bread. Here's Aubrey.
Aubrey was the name, a not so very ordinary girl or name, but who's to blame? girl. And I'd go a thousand times around the world just to be closer to her. Just the same, I loved her name. Wish that I could find a way, and the reasons that would make her stay. I have learned to lead a life apart. I can't have the one I want, I'll do without the bed. How I miss the girl, and I'd go a million times around the world just to say she had been mine.
Yeah, that is such a beautiful song. Hey, you know what, John? We can do you and Cheryl's version today if you want to. Tuesday's going to be all Christmas, but I've got it right here. I kept it in my library all the time. So, shall we play that now? Hello. Hello?
I said it's really like that.
But you know what? Executive decision. I'm going to play it now. This is Elvis and Cheryl Nielsen doing Aubrey. He just answered me. Yes, I like. I will do it.
Okay, listen to Cheryl do one more, and then we'll go on what we're doing, okay? I want to do a song called Aubrey. This was got by a group called Bread. But they ain't ever sung it like this cat has.
And Aubrey was a name, a not so very ordinary girl. But who's to blame for a for the hearts that never played in tune, like a lovely melody that everyone can see. Take away the words that rhyme, it doesn't mean a thing. And Aubrey was a name. We tripped the night and dance together to the moon, but where's June? No, it never came around, and if it did, it never made a sound. Maybe I was absent, I was listening too fast, catching all the words within. The meaning going past. And how I miss the girl. And I'd go a thousand miles around the world just to be closer to her than to me. Aubrey was a
name. I never knew her.
I never knew her.
But I loved her just the same.
But I loved her just the same.
I loved her name.
I loved her name. Wish that I had found a way, and the reasons I couldn't make a stay.
I've learned a new life.
I have learned to live
apart from all of
this.
If I can't have,
if I can have the one I want,
I'll do without the rest.
I'll do without the rest.
And God.
And God, I miss the girl. And I go a million times around the world just to say she had been mine for a day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, fellas. You're fantastic. And Pete, thank you. It was beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share with you some of the talent that we have up on the stage here. And, you know, if you if you dig it, we'll share different things with you, and I'll sing some more songs. And this is our last show. We don't care.
I like that. It's our last show. We don't care. We don't have to come back to face management tomorrow, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. The attitude is precious. You know, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Here is another Elvis song. Christmas. Christmas song. Christmas song. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. He's a man, he's a reindeer. Hurry, well, the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas. Let my baby too. Fill my sock with candy. And a bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea, and bring my baby back to me. He's a maker, he's a reindeer. Well, the time is drawing near. It sure don't seem like Christmas. Let my baby too. Oh, but don't let me fill my sock with candy and a bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Oh, yeah. And you notice there were no instruments in that. It was a cappella. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that
yeah,
last note. Yeah, that had to be six-part harmony, that last note. That was so cool. I feel fulfilled now. Hey, we're going to do a little rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
That was so fun. That was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I decided I need to record nighttime or early morning. It's better that way. I don't know why. It's just it's quiet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah
it's, well, you're fresher too in the morning.
Oh, honey,
you know,
no, this was after I've been up all day. This was 1 and 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Oh,
after
that's
I had,
early.
Yeah, before. After I had been up all day, yeah. It may not always work that way, but right now I can do that. And by the time I did Let It Snow, by the time I got to the end of that, my voice was in shreds. My voice was in shreds.
Oh, God.
So I went ahead and did White Christmas. I figured, why not? Hey, you know, can't be any worse, right? It actually, sometimes it turns out better if I shred my voice first and then do it. It gets kind of a nicer quality to it. It's not so high and pure. It's a little bit, it looks a little bit more gritty. So
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I like singing early morning. If I come in here about 11 p.m. or midnight, something like that, and start recording, it seems to work out better. I don't know. My brain's just weird. What can I tell you? Don't tell me what I can tell you. I know what I – no, we don't – I don't want to ask that question. Pretend I didn't say that.
She tells it like it is. Tammy's standing here getting some batteries out of my drawer, and she's laughing too.
That's all right. She's laughing with me, not at me. So okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, baby. Merry Christmas. Okay. Pentatonics. I got to play a pentatonic song, you guys. You know I do. I've got 2 or 3 of them. This is Drummer Boy. One of my favorites is Drummer Boy, Pentatonics.
Honor him, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, when we come.
I love them. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. They won when there was that that show on TV. It was a competition for a cappella groups, and they had to have at least 5 members. And they won that. They won that, and they've been going great guns ever since. So I think that's fantastic. When you finally see the winners doing something, you know, like Scotty McCreery on American Idol and Christmas Trees. I can see her face. I can see her face in my mind's eye, and I can't think of her name. But anyway, there's a couple of them that won American Idol, have gone on to make careers and become well-known names. And Jennifer Hudson is one. And it does my heart good. It does my heart good to see him actually go on and use that talent. I think that's wonderful. And the Pentatonics is one of my favorites. So, okay, we're going to go back to the 60s now. Da-da-da. Karen Noble, I only want to be with you.
I'm
But we like it. I love 60s music. I really do love 60s music. That was my era. Well, 70s is good too, but hey, you know. Hey guys, guess what time it is already?
Already, almost, 6 minutes.
That went fast. That went really fast. Well, actually, I've got 5 minutes, but that's okay. We'll let you be a minute off. Well, you're not a minute off. You're just a minute different than Blog Talk. That's all. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining me today. This was a fantastic show. I had a great, fun time. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did, because your happy bones are full and they're ready to overflow and share the love and the happiness with everybody you see. That's what Christmas shows are all about. And we have more Christmas coming up Tuesday. Let's see. Okay, we're going to have a lot of the gospel Christmas on Sunday, okay? It won't be the last time you hear it. It's not the first time you've heard it, but we're going to do that on Sunday. There is no end to Christmas music in the Christmas season, guys, so don't think I'm going to stop. On Tuesday, it's an all Elvis, all Christmas show, okay? And then on Thursday, that's an all Christmas show as well. So, hey, we got a lot of it coming up, guys. We got a lot of Christmas cheer, Christmas happiness, Christmas joy, Christmas message, Christmas. It's just going to overflow to the world, okay? Let it happen. Share your smile with everybody you meet. Make somebody feel good just by smiling at them. That's all it takes. And it might be what they need to keep going. It might be. So if you're close to them and you know them, pat them on the back. If you don't know them, maybe that's not the best thing to do. But smiling is acceptable. You can smile at everybody, and it's okay. So, hey, guys, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well. Stay happy, especially in this season. And stay safe. I want to see you back here on Sunday for the beginning of Christmas week, okay? So, here to see us out is Sophia Shenchenko. Yeah, figure that one out. Took me a while. And she's going to do Santa's yodeling song. So have fun, guys. I'll see you Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Tree lights glowing, snow was blowing, we were all snuggled out. Everyone was waiting, anticipating Santa Claus coming to town. Out of the night came a sun, not mine, truly it couldn't be. I didn't hear a ho, 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 heard the audio that I Santa was yodeling. Dashing, dancing, though his reindeers were doing Santa Claus swing. Our bells were jingling and the snowflakes fell. Everyone was dreaming sweet dreams. Yodeling, 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 I heard Santa yodeling. Yodeling, 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 yodeling. Gifts for toys for girls and boys under the Christmas tree. Yodi 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 yodi. Santa was rocking and the sack is going yodi yodi. Maybe I was sleeping, could have been a dream. There's no way to know if it was Santa, his dancing reindeer. Long ago, it really doesn't matter, cause I'll never forget the way it hit me so. Here's Santa going, you're the day, out of a ho, ho, ho. You're the day, you're the day, Santa was walking that night. You're the day, it really was a beautiful sight. Watch
old Santa and his reindeer swing when their bells were jingling along. Yada yada day, yada day, it's me, to the Santa Claus jingling song. Give more toys to girls and boys under the Christmas tree. Santa was rocking in a stocking song. And I climbed into the sleigh, and just as quickly flew away.
Come on.
I got a hoodie,